This is Next. I'm Morgan Springer.
I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind. I've been writing your name down next to mine. Been imagining all the things you and I could do. Ooh, ooh.
This is Lake Street Dive, performing their song Hypotheticals off of their album called Obviously, which was released this year. The band originally formed in 2004, when four of its members were students at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. 16 years later, they're still making music. They've played at festivals with musicians like Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Mavis Staples, and Brandi Carlile. Joining us to talk about the band and their latest album is bassist Bridget Carney and keyboardist Aki Burmese. Thanks for coming on Next.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Bridget, you've been with the band since its beginning, when you, founding four, went to the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. You became a YouTube sensation singing on sidewalks. How did you go from being, you know, four college students doing their own thing to singing a cover of the Jackson 5's I Want You Back together on a sidewalk and just blowing up on YouTube?
Well, we started playing together our freshman year at New England Conservatory, and in the very beginning, we defined ourselves as a free country band, the idea being to play avant-garde country music. And the idea failed, but the chemistry succeeded between the four of us. So we continued to make music together and slowly found our way to this avenue of pop and soul and funk that we kind of like loosely base ourselves around now. I mean, I'd say mostly we were writing our own songs, and that was kind of like the point of the band, was to be a vehicle for each of our songwriting. But we were also having a lot of fun playing some of these covers, and our friend Greg List said, hey, you want to come over and I'll video you doing some of these great covers that you're doing. We filmed a couple of them, and that was the paint that stuck on the wall, I guess.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand up.
People really connected to it, and it started spreading, and people were sharing it around, and that was like, I guess viral was a word back then, but it was new. Fortunately, that also translated to people wanting to come to our shows and listen to the songs that we wrote as well. So it was a really nice moment for us.
Won't you please let me?
Aki, you joined the band in 2017, taking it from a quartet to a quintet. What made you decide, like, yeah, I want to be a part of this?
Well, I had actually opened for Lake Street Dive, like, I guess maybe 2 or 3 years previous. I was blown away by their live performance, and we just kind of stayed in contact. And then one fateful winter in 2016, I got an email, I think from Rachel. I was like, would you like to, you know, do some shows with us this coming February? There's no time to rehearse. We're flying in from overseas. So just meet us in Boston, get on the bus and learn these 20 songs. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a blast. So I went for it, not knowing how it would go. I don't know if they knew how it would go, but it seems to have worked out.
So I understand that it obviously did stick because the band asked for your musical hand in band marriage, right? Can you paint that scene?
I would love to. It's a beautiful scene. We were in Chicago with a day off, and I was invited to a dinner. I was duped. I was told, this is just a thing we like to do on days off every now and again. We just get together as a band and have dinner. And we went to a very nice restaurant in Chicago in the evening, and we sat down at a table for five, and it was beautiful environs. And at some point, someone said, oh, what's that over there? And I looked away like a total doofus. and when I turned back, there were five plastic engagement rings on my salad plate. And I was formally propositioned to become a member of the band. And I said yes, 1,000 times yes.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. And just so unique, Bridget.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah, I forget whose idea that was to do the rings, but we were very glad he said yes.
Well, so now you've got this record out. Aki, you and the band's lead singer, Rachel Price, you sing a duet on the album, on the song Same Old News. You also co-wrote the song with another bandmate, Mike Olson. And let's take a listen to that. So it's such a great feel and rhythm to that song, and everyone in the band has songwriting credits on this album. You've said as a band before that your group epitomizes democracy in action, which is a big statement. And Bridget, how does that work?
Well, we talk things out ad nauseum sometimes, and we entertain even the wildest ideas that everyone has. And then we settle on a conclusion that hopefully we're all happy with, or at least somewhat happy with. We don't often, like, specifically vote. Sometimes we do. Yeah, it's a pretty well-functioning democracy, I'd say.
That's good to hear. Does that mean, Aki, that sometimes everything takes longer?
Yes. But I think in that way it's a little bit more solid. I believe there's an expression like the gears of justice grind slow, but they grind exceeding fine. I think that's how our democracy works. It may be slow, but it is sure-footed.
Bridget, the song Nobody's Stopping You Now, you co-wrote that also with the band's lead singer, Rachel Price. You also wrote the song Being a Woman. Can you talk about what you're trying to communicate maybe through both of these songs?
Well, I think they're an interesting pairing of songs because they're both kind of have feminism at their core, but different versions of it. Being a woman isn't a pill climb. 80 cents on the dollar, and you need every dime. The Being a Woman song is a somewhat kind of frustrated, like tired statement about the experience of being a woman and how challenging it can be to encounter these inequalities throughout your day, throughout your year, throughout your life. And you get to a point where you put up with it and you're getting by and things are pretty good. But you know what? We still need to talk about this. Something's still not been fixed and we still have a lot of work to do. So that's kind of what that song is about. Nobody's Stopping You Now is sort of the other side of the coin, which is about women being wonderful and awesome and free to be whoever they want to be and whatever kind of woman they want to be. Lay down, girl. The summer's coming on. Take off your makeup and take off your shoes. Rachel started writing it as a letter to her younger self because she was reading some of her diaries that she'd written as a teenager and recognizing that this was a really troubled young woman that was writing this. And so she was kind of a letter saying, like, look, it's going to be okay. It's hard to be a teenage girl, but you're going to get through it and get to a point where you realize none of that stuff they were saying mattered and you're awesome.
As we've said, the band has been together now for 16 years, and for the first time, you're actually losing a member this May. Mike Olson, who plays trumpet and guitar, among many other roles, announced that he's leaving the band. Bridget, you've spent nearly half of your life together with Mike and the other three, or the other two rather, making music since college in Boston. How are you feeling about this news and this change?
I feel lucky to have spent 16 years making music with Mike, and he's been a completely crucial member of getting the band to this point. And in reflecting on the great stuff that we were able to do together. I mean, like when we started the band, certainly you walk into a room with three people that you've never played music with before and never expect that you'll get to play at the White House and Red Rocks and like wildly beyond our expectations of what we would be able to do together already.
Yeah, Aki, are you searching for a new bandmate? And by any chance, is there going to be another band marriage proposal?
Listen, if I have my way, yes, there will be many proposals. I think it's a great tradition. We're casting a wide net. We have some people in mind that we're hoping to play with and see how it goes. It's weird to be on the other side of what I feel like I experienced a few years ago when I was coming on board, and I'm sure everyone was like, well, we're going to grow and expand and we'll see what happens.
This is the last time I will talk about you. I will say your name. I will play your game. Sarah, you can be sure.
That was Aki Burmese, a keyboardist for Lake Street Dive, and bassist Bridget Carney. You can catch them in early June in concert in New Haven, Connecticut. We're going out with Lake Street Dive's song Sarah from their album Obviously, which came out this year.
No one holds a flame. Sarah, never before.
Listen to Next from the New England News Collaborative, wherever you get your podcasts.